So this is sort of a by the way on ChatGPT, about ChatGPT. And as you know, I've been a huge fan of it, in especially in terms of programming, and have really had nothing but positive comments about it. But in the meantime, as I get, you know, start to take it more and more for granted, and it's less, you know, man, this is amazing, I'm getting tired of certain things about it, or wary of them. Let's put it that way. Tired is right. I am, but wary is a better answer, because it's definitely not a perfect tool, and it has its strengths and its weaknesses. It also has a really bad memory. You know, I keep it. It matters to me how it hacks up my code and passes it back to me. I mean, sometimes I send the code across because it's the fastest way of explaining what I'm talking about. I never have invited it to rewrite my code, and I don't like it when it does that. I want the least possible. I want it to tell me where I need to make changes, or better, where the problem is, and then if I ask for possible solutions, then give them to me. But it tends to write a whole novel and reproduce my code in mass without necessarily telling me what it changed, sort of as if it's expecting me to adopt its version of my code, but it breaks my code. So, I mean, I have tried to explain to it why, you know, why the changes, the indentation changes it makes, the, I mean, it is really nonsense to me the way it takes sensible code and makes it nonsensical. And so that's the first thing. And it won't. And then I, you know, I try very patiently to say, no, I want you to do it this way. And I can't just paste its code in the way it works, because my outliner will not understand what it's doing. It really doesn't care about the semicolons and the curly braces. And you have to, whatever, it's a long story. When I paste its code in, it ends up, I have to do a lot of manual work to get it to work. When it worked, when I sent it to it, I just needed it to read the code. It's kind of like when you're a beginning programmer. When I was a beginning programmer, in I guess 1975 or 6 or something like that, they had a grad student in the computer center that had a desk, and you could, you know, bring him your listing and say, look, I can't find the problems, can you help me? And it was really useful, probably for the student too, for the grad student. But it is really good for that kind of stuff. Anyway, so that was the first thing. The second thing is that while it does have encyclopedic knowledge, and it's really amazing how much it knows, it can't pick out a good strategy for you. You have to do that. Because it'll just come up with the first thing that it thinks might get you closer to what you're trying to do. It's very good at understanding what you're trying to do. I mean, I can even be a little bit sloppy in explaining myself, and it somehow it figures it out. I tend to really try to say it very accurately, that I write my English, when I'm talking about software, I write my English the same way I write the software. I say things in a mathematical way. But I find also sometimes I can just slur my speech a little bit or leave something out. It usually does figure out what I'm talking about. In fact, it always figures it out. But it doesn't, but you know, let's say there might be, when you finally do figure out how to solve the problem, you might find that the first solution it offered you was like really not a very good way to approach the problem, but you don't know enough about it at that point to really know which is the right way to go. But you have to know when it's time to cut your losses on the approach that it's taking and go look for another approach. I'll give you a case in point. A user made a feature suggestion that I absolutely wanted to implement. It was exactly the kind of feature I like. It's basically saying that there was something that Wordland could do that works the same way that WordPress works and Slack and Notion. Those were the three products that he offered as examples. And I have a whole thesis on this called Prior Art as a Design Method. And it's one of those unifying principles. I'm going to put it, I wrote it a long time ago, like maybe 25 years ago or something like that. And it's on the web, but it's one of those sites that might not live forever because of what Google's doing. But I'm rescuing some of those pieces. Anyway, prior art as a design method is a big deal for me. Or another way of saying it is only steal from the best. Is that when I steal a feature from you, it's because I believe it should be a consensus, that we should stop discussing this one and just do it that way. You know, it's a lot of times programmers just like quote unquote innovate for the sake of being different, and it really does hurt the cause when you do that. It makes people use their brain cells in very inefficient ways that I have to remember that it works one way over here and a completely different way over here. And I'm already overloaded with having to remember shit like that. So I don't even want to know, you know? So there was this feature the user wanted. It was one of those sort of things, no brainer things. If it's easy to do, it's easy to describe, that's for sure. And if it's easy to do, I want to do it. And it was not easy to do. There are so many things in the web browser world that you just really, it's crazy that we end up doing things that way, you know, that you have to like sort of sneak around a corner to get something, you know, to get something with you. I just would like to go to the corner, okay, or that corner, and why do I have to go to these five different places to do that? I mean, just take me to the freaking corner, you know. I can't, you know, you have to deal with it. It's one of the problems of being on a platform with no platform vendor, and you have a lot of sort of weak ass people don't work together well, whatever. So you end up doing that. It's like really a pain in the ass feature. And you could tell from advance, from, you know, that you could tell up front that it's going to be a pain in the ass. But so I asked ChatGPT, what do I do? And it suggested that I grab the paste event and then I trick the code that was going to do the paste event to not do that paste event, but I'm only going to do it in certain circumstances. And well, I got it all written and I'm ready to go and I'm excited about getting it ready to go, but I can't get it to hook up. And I repeat this, and finally I get it to hook up, but now it's not getting all the information it wants because some other component has taken it, the information I want, and has redigested it and given it back to me, leaving out the various things that I need. And I go, okay, I'm going to be here a long, long fucking time. And I don't know what got me to think about, I don't know what it was that got me to think about a whole other approach. But in the back of my mind, I got to figure somebody's actually implemented the feature exactly as it's described in the environment that I'm using, which is called the Medium Editor. It's an open source package. It's great. Really, that's the kind of thing that should have been baked into the OS, into the browser. It basically is at this point. I thought, well, maybe somebody did that. So I described the feature in Google now. I'm not in ChatGPT. I'm in Google, but it has its own ChatGPT in there. And it comes and says, well, you just use the auto link feature. auto link. Oh my God. Of course they did it, right? There it is. And I said, okay, fine. I'll just comment out the code I had in there. Do that really quickly because I really don't like what I'm doing here anyway. And I'll put in the auto link feature and I'll rebuild the software and try. It doesn't work. Nothing happens. And I think, just for the sake of argument, let me make sure I've never used this feature before. Because I've been using this Medium Editor thing for, I don't know, 10 years, long time. Written a lot of code that uses it. So I do a search. I have an ability to search my entire code base. And there it is. I'm using it all over the place. But it never has fucking worked. Then I start searching. Then I ask ChatGPT, do you know about this auto link feature? And here's the punchline. Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. This is what you do. And I think to myself, there's a podcast I need to do. This is a caveat, right? It had the information that the feature was built in to the package that I'm using. And I told it, it knows that I use that package. And the new project feature really is going to be very nice because I have started a new project over there for WordLand. And in theory, everything I tell it about Wordland at that point, it's going to remember every time I ask. As long as I'm doing it in that project, everything that I have told it about Wordland will be there, right? I'm not optimistic about this because, like I said before, maybe I didn't say this part. In all of the things that it distorts in my, code, I can tell it not to do it, and it'll remember it for about a day, and then the next day it starts doing it again. And I say, why don't you remember this shit? And because it says saving to memory, saving to memory, saving to memory. Oh, no, this time I've remembered it for sure. And then the next day it does the same thing again. What was really funny, though, I have to say, funny in a sad, upsetting way, is that I asked it. There was this query going around. Everybody was saying, you got to try this. It's amazing. The query goes like this. Please roast me and don't hold anything back. And when I did, it complained all about me constantly asking it to respect my coding styles if I was being some kind of petty piece of shit. And it was the one, because it's using, what it's doing is it's, when it reverts, what it's doing is it's going back to the consensus format, way of formatting code. And the consensus is wrong. It's wrong. Mathematically, it's incorrect. People are very sloppy about this shit. And there are places where there is no consensus, or the consensus is just wrong. And, And I forgive them because they don't work in an environment that really makes program editing rigorous. If they did, we would be designing languages that didn't have the stupid features that you don't need to guide it through the structure of the program. You would simply make an editor that works with the structure of the program. And so I can do it in a way that I don't need the curly braces and semicolons. I don't need to get anything right or figure out a way to make things. And there are things in the design of our languages that make it impossible to get it right. So you have to make a choice. Which incorrect way am I going to do this? Well, I finally did try to explain to it. I've been doing this for 50 years. I made my decision about how to do this when you didn't exist, because, well, frankly, you don't exist right now. I actually put that in my argument with it. I got very angry, very, very angry. And I decided to be angry with it in a way that I could never be with a human, collaborator. Anyway, the message here, forget about all the sort of little anecdotes and shit. The point is, it has a lot deeper knowledge than you or I do in far more areas, We have to work with so many arcane systems that evolved over years, and they all have to work together, and there's no way one human being can be an expert in all of this stuff. It's as if you had to be every kind of doctor in order to be able to get any work done. And if you know anything about the healthcare design of the healthcare system, that they've specialized to the point where they have a general knowledge of what each other does, but they couldn't replace each other. And yet we have to do that in our world. And this is what we needed. What we needed was an encyclopedic, conversational, simulated programming partner that has infinite knowledge of everything, but unfortunately not the best judgment. Like that scene in the Matrix where the Oracle says, "You're really cute. I can see why she likes you." And then Neo says, "What?" And she says, "Not too bright, though." That might be the best single line of... I mean, there are a lot of really good lines. I mean, I should probably put together a collection of all the great movie lines. And that's certainly one of them. It's not the only one. Like, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn." Or Claude Rains in Casablanca. "I'm shocked to see gambling going on here." Well, and the Oracle. "Your ChatGPT friend is all-knowing but not too bright." That's not fair. It's pretty bright. But you have to be bright too. Or else you're going to waste huge amounts of time. Okay, that's it. All I'd say, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.